Okay, didn't have aluminum before that.
Before that, what?
No, metal, but not aluminum.
Oh,
yeah. Do you know what aluminum is made out of? It's made out of a combination of metals.
Oh, combination.
Yeah.
I don't get it mixed up. Well, I thought aluminum was...
Just guess. If you had to guess what metals it's made out of, what would you guess?
What metal's made out of?
What metals aluminum is made out of?
Different type of strap metal.
Okay. Have you ever seen corrugated roofs?
Corrugated?
You know, where it's like wavy kind of?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Would you call that a certain kind of metal? Okay, all right. Let's see. What would a man wear to church on Sunday?
A suit.
Okay, and if it wasn't an old one, you'd say it's a...
If it wasn't an old one,
uh-huh.
It would be a new one.
Okay, all right, and would you say the whole thing would be a...
Brand new.
Okay, a new what?
Suit.
Okay, would you say the whole thing?
A brand new suit.
Okay. Okay, would you describe the parts of a suit for me?
So if you're talking about the three pieces, the vest,
uh-huh.
And the suit coat, and then the slack.
Okay. You might say, that jacket has fancy buttons, what it?
Suit has fancy buttons on it?
What?
That suit have fancy buttons on it?
Okay. Okay, you said it had slacks, okay? If a farmer or somebody was working around the barn or something like that and doing dirty work, instead of slacks, he might wear what?
Overalls.
Okay, what are overalls exactly?
Overalls is one piece of suit that comes all together without, you know, taking off one piece without, you know, you just put it on the same way you take it off.
Okay.
And it's made together.
Okay. Does it have sleeves or not?
Yeah, it has sleeves. Some have sleeves and some don't.
Okay. Does it have, these things that go over the shoulder, you know, if it doesn't have sleeves?
Oh, no, they don't have sleeves. They don't have sleeves. The straps that go over the shoulder don't have sleeves.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have another word for those straps?
Let me see. Suspenders?
Okay. Ever heard of another word? The old-fashioned words? Okay. If there was something on a table in the next room and you wanted it, you might say to somebody, please go in there and get it and what it to me?
Bring it to me.
Okay. And if you go outdoors in the winter without your coat and somebody runs after you and brings it to you, he'd say, here, I have what?
I have your coat.
I have something, your coat.
I have something that belongs to you.
No, I have what? Fill in the word for me.
Oh, I brought you your coat.
Okay, yeah. Suppose that you come home from school or something and there's a package on the table and your mother might say, the delivery boy from Jones's store, what in here?
Delivered your...
Okay, you're still using bring.
Oh.
The delivery boy, what in here?
Brought your delivery.
Okay. You might say, that coat won't fit this year, but last year it, what, perfectly?
Fitted perfectly.
What?
It fitted perfectly last year.
Okay. If you stuff a lot of things in your pockets, it makes them stick out or...
Pudge out.
Okay. What was that word again?
Pudge out.
Okay. Okay, you might say, this shirt isn't sanforized. I hope it won't...
Repeat it again.
This shirt isn't sanforized. I hope it won't draw up or...
Strength.
Okay.